Chapter 27, The Ninth Parable, Part 1.
When I had written the mandates and the parables of the shepherd, the angel of repentance came and said,
I want to point out to you what the Holy Spirit showed you while speaking to you in the form of the church. For that Spirit is the Son of God. Since you were rather weak in the flesh, it was not explained to you by an angel. However, when you were empowered by the Spirit and you grew in strength sufficient to see an angel, then the building of the tower was revealed to you by the church. You have looked at everything in a good and reverent manner, as befits what comes from a virgin. Now instruction is being given you by the same Spirit through an angel. You must learn everything from me in greater detail. It was for this purpose that I was assigned by the glorious angel to dwell in your house, that you might have powerful insight into everything, without any fear as it was before.
Then he led me off to Arcadia, to a certain breast-shaped mountain, and set me down on top of the mountain. From here, he showed me a huge plain, surrounded by 12 mountains, each different in appearance. The first was black as pitch. The second was bare, without any vegetation. The third was full of thorns and thistles. The fourth had half-dried herbage. The top of the grass was green, but the parts about the roots were dry, while some of the vegetation became scorched by the sun. The fifth mountain had green vegetation, in spite of the fact that it was rough. The sixth mountain was full of crevices, some of them small and large. However, the crevices contained plants, but these were barely flourishing and apparently withered. The seventh mountain contained cheerful vegetation, and it was flourishing everywhere, with all kinds of cattle and birds feeding on it. And the more the cattle and birds fed, all the more did the vegetation on that mountain blossom. And the eighth was full of springs, and every kind of the Lord's creatures was provided with water from the springs on that mountain. But the ninth mountain was completely devoid of water and was utterly deserted. However, there were wild beasts and deadly serpents that destroy men. The tenth mountain had huge trees, affording complete shade. And under their shade, sheep were resting and ruminating. The 11th mountain was covered with trees, fruit-bearing trees, each adorned with various sorts of fruits. A person seeing this fruit would be moved with desire to eat of it. The 12th mountain was completely white, and its sight was attractive. It was most beautiful in itself. And in the middle of the plain, he pointed out to me a huge white rock rising out of it. Now the rock was higher than the mountains, 4 square, of a size to contain the whole world. It was old, and a door had been cut out of it. But this door seemed to me to have been hewn recently. The gate shimmered so much more than that of the sun that I marveled at its brilliance. 12 virgins stood in a circle around the gate. Now, the 4 that stood at the corners seemed to me to be more noble than the others, though the others also seemed noble. They stood at the 4 parts of the gate, each with 2 virgins between them. They were dressed in linen mantles and had beautiful girdles. Their right shoulders were exposed, as if they were about to carry a load. They were ready, cheerful, and eager. On seeing this, I said to myself, "You are looking at something great and glorious." But once again, I was at a loss to explain these virgins, because, though they were so delicate, they stood courageously, as if ready to hold up the whole heavens. And the shepherd said to me,
"Why are you reasoning to yourself? And why are you so perplexed and making yourself sad? What you cannot understand, do not try to understand if you have sense. But ask the Lord, and you will receive intelligence and understanding. You cannot see what is behind you, but you are seeing what lies ahead. So, pass over what you cannot see, and do not torture yourself. Master what you see, and do not waste your labor about the rest. Everything I point out to you, I shall explain to you. Therefore, look upon the things that remain."
I saw six men coming, tall, noble, and similar in appearance, and they called a multitude of men. The others who were advancing were also tall, handsome, and strong. The latter were commanded by the six to build a tower on top of the rock. The noise of the men who were coming to build the tower was extraordinary, for they were running here and there about the gate. Now, the virgins who were standing around the gate told the men to hurry and build the tower. The virgins stretched out their hands, as though they were about to receive something from the men. The six men gave orders for stones to come up from some abyss and to go into the building of the tower. Then 10 glistening, unhewn, square stones came up. Then the six men called to the virgins and directed them to carry all the stones that were coming for building the tower, walk through the gate, and pass them on to the men supposed to build the tower. Then the virgins heaped up the first 10 stones that came out of the abyss on one another and carried them in one load by their united effort. In the same position in which they stood around the gate, those who seemed strong enough stooped down under the corners of the stone and carried it, while the others got under the sides. This is the way they carried all the stones. They carried them through the gate as they had been directed, and passed them on to the men on the tower. Once the ladder had the stones, they built. The tower was built on top of the huge stone above the gate. Then those 10 stones were joined together and covered the whole rock, and became the foundation of the building of the tower. The rock and gate were the support of the whole tower. After the 10 stones, 25 others came out of the abyss. These were also carried by the virgins like the first, and were joined together in the building of the tower. After these stones, there came up 35 more, and they were joined together like the rest in the building of the tower. Next, 40 more came up, and all these also were put into the building of the tower. So there were 4 stories in the foundations of the tower. Then there was a pause in the ascent of stones from the abyss, and the workers also held up for a short while. Then once more, the six men gave orders to the masses to bring along stones from the mountains for the building of the tower. Then stones of various colors were brought along from all the mountains. They had been hewn by the men and handed to the virgins, who carried them through the gate and passed them on for the building of the tower. Now when the varicolored stones were placed into the building, all of them changed their color and became white. However, some stones handed in by the men for the building did not become shiny, but were found to be of the same color as when they were being put into the building. for they had not been handed over by the virgins, nor had they been carried through the gate. These stones were unsightly in the building of the tower. When the six men saw that the stones were unsightly, they gave orders that they be taken out and carried down to the particular place from where they had come. And they said to the men who were bringing the stones in,
"You must not bring any stones at all into the building, but set them beside the tower for the virgins to carry them through the gate and hand them into the building. For if these stones have not been carried by the hands of the virgins, they cannot change their colors. Therefore, do not labor in vain,"
they said. Now, on that day, the building operations were finished, but the tower was not completed, for additions still had to be made. There was a cessation in the building, and the six men ordered all of the builders to withdraw for a short while and rest, but ordered the virgins not to withdraw from the tower. It seemed to me that they had been left there to guard it. After everyone had departed to rest, I said to the shepherd, "Why is it, sir, that the building of the tower is not finished?" And he said,
"It cannot yet be finished, unless the Lord of the tower comes and inspects the building to find out whether some stones are unsound. Then he can change them, for the tower is being built according to his wishes."
"Sir," I said, "I would like to know what is the meaning of the building of this tower. I would like to know about the rock, the gate, the mountains, the virgins, and the stones that have come out of the abyss unhewn and yet have gone into the building. Furthermore, why are 10 stones first put into the foundations, then 25, then 35, and then 40? I would also like to know about the stones that went into the building and were taken out again and placed back in their original place. Quiet my soul on all these points, sir, and let me know." He said,
"If it turns out that you are not idly curious, you will know all. For after a few days, we shall come, and you will see the rest of the materials coming to this tower. Then you will understand the parables accurately.